Hi, I'm Rochelle Rice, and welcome to my Masters of Movement series. These women are successfully leading an active lifestyle. They got to where they are today, step by step, one molecule at a time. They were able to bring their whole body on board, as opposed to their head trying to lead the charge. Please help me welcome these Masters of Movement. I first met Marianne in 2008 when she came to my studio with her mother to take a Pilates class. Since then, Marianne has been on a journey of triumph and victory, coupled with some serious health issues. Today, she is with us to share her story of how she embraced an active lifestyle. Welcome, Marianne, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gosh, it seems like yesterday. I remember the first time you came to the studio with your mom. Do you remember that feeling or that night?
I do. And I actually was very, very hesitant to start exercising. I just wanted to focus on food, but my mom had been raving about you, so I was like, all right, let me see what the big deal about Rochelle is.
Well, I appreciate it, because I do remember the hesitancy and all, but you really stepped into the program and you got a solid foundation of movement, so much so now that you've graduated, you're working steadily in a gym. Now, Marianne, I know you love being in the gym. What are your favorite activities and what is the feeling you get with those?
I love boxing.
Ah, yes.
Yes, boxing is one of my most favorite things. But since I work with a trainer at the gym, I'm able to try so many different things that I never thought I would enjoy. There are kettlebell activities that I really like. Mm-hmm. I like the TRX exercises. And one of my most favorite exercises are box burpees. And so many people are so afraid of burpees because they think that they're so difficult. But exercises can be modified no matter what level you're at. Things can be modified, so things that are so difficult can be modified, and just by using one of the step boxes, I was able to start doing burpees, but on a box. Fine. And they're one of my most favorite things.
Well, just for the sake of our listeners, maybe could you just describe to them a little bit about the burpee?
A burpee is basically a push-up position, but this is on a box, so it's elevated, mm-hmm. And then you're at a standing position, then you go down to the box, and you're in a push-up position, and then you come back up, and you repeat that, and it's very challenging, and it works your entire body. You have to engage your core, so your stomach muscles are engaged, your entire abdominal muscles are engaged, your glutes, all your legs, your arms, you're really getting a full body workout with that.
Yeah. So it sounds like the moves that you love are the strong, solid, percussive kind of movements with the boxing and all those things. Yeah, it's nice to know what kind of movements work for your body.
I like things that are very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, speaking of challenges, I know you've had some serious health challenges. How did an active lifestyle help you through these challenges?
Well, I had cancer last year, and it was stage 4. And my oncologist told me, had I not been going through my weight loss progression over the past then 6 years that I had been going through, that she doesn't think that I would have gone through the 7.5 hour surgery that I had gone through as beautifully as I had done. So just by taking care of my body, being active, I went through that surgery really, really well, and I was able to get out of the hospital and start right back into what I was doing. Unfortunately, I needed chemotherapy, but, you know, in chemo, you have to go through rounds, and my round was made me very physically debilitated, which was very frustrating, but when I was able to take back control of my joints, I went back to the gym. Mm-hmm. And my doctor was absolutely thrilled that I was so focused on getting active. And because I had that active lifestyle, I healed so much better.
Yes.
And being still, I'm still considered by the medical community obese, but I'm fit.
Right. Indeed.
So I was able to handle all the chemo and all the surgery so much better because I had been moving and exercising and following a good diet, not diet in terms of what you would think of as a diet, but a diet is a lifestyle. A diet is how you eat. There's so much negative terms. Mm-hmm. Placed on words that we use in this industry, like diet. So we have to take the power back. This is a lifestyle.
Exactly. And I love how you say take the power back. Listen, for me, it's been such a joy to watch you grow. Can you remember what was the turning point for you? Or when was there like that aha moment, like, yeah, this is what I have to keep going on and this is what I need to focus on?
Well, a big part of it was meeting you, and that's when I started moving. But when I had joined the gym that I'm in now and met my current trainer, things really just clicked into motion, and really just I went off like a rocket. You started the path, and then the trajectory just went all completely uphill.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I know that this active lifestyle for you has affected you not only personally, but professionally as well. I know you have a young niece who you adore. Can you talk a little bit about your active lifestyle, especially with your niece?
Well, next month I will be sitting for my personal training certification exam.
Oh.
So I'm turning my active lifestyle into my future.
Yes.
And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm taking Maddie, and I've been exercising with Maddie. She's 8 months old, but I sit with her on my stomach, and I do ab exercises. So she gets a little ride.
That's great.
And I do my core work.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that is amazing that you're going out to take your personal training certification. That is just terrific. You know, the women that listen on this call, I think sometimes they think they don't know either how to start or what they should do or how to do. Based on you and your journey, what movement advice would you offer our listeners?
Just try. Try something. Just get going. I started very, very small, and now I'm going to be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought that would be possible. So baby steps really are incredibly, incredibly important. Small movements add up to such a great difference. They make such a great difference. When you look back and see where you start, you can't believe how long it's been, how long your journey has been. Try something that you always wanted to try but may have been hesitant to do. You may not think you like something, but you end up gravitating towards it. You know, don't be afraid to to join a class or to do something that may be out of your comfort zone, bring a friend or, you know, talk to people who are in your circle or reach out to somebody who you know in the industry and ask them for advice. You know, just starting small is so important because it can lead to such great things. Just make sure you move.
Oh, Marianne, I can't thank you enough for joining us today and hearing more about your active lifestyle. I really do appreciate it. Based on our interview with Marianne for our listeners, what for you would be a small step forward that you could do? What is one small action that you could do today that could help you begin an active lifestyle? Marianne talked about the one small step, so I'm inviting you today to just take a look and feel what's one small step you can do today. This is Rochelle Rice, your plus-size movement expert, helping you lead an active lifestyle.